This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday was Thursday. Thursday. Today is Friday.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We so excited. We gonna have a ball today. Tomorrow is Saturday.
I mentioned inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila. More beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Might have felt pressure to wrap that up. I mean, the crowd was so into it. Just keep going. More everything.
Yeah, more, forever. More of all the alcohol.
You know what I like? So I don't know why. It's where I started. Isn't that sometimes how it goes? BetMGM is the app I use. Like, it's just where I started. I like that with Hawaii, they use the apostrophe between the eyes.
Oh, okay.
Right between the eyes.
Well, that's nice.
In fact.
Yeah, I noticed that. Well, I don't use that app. I don't know if they do that on my my app of choice.
Is that standard? Like, if you watched, you'll be up tomorrow at midnight, Nevada, Hawaii. Will that be, like, when they show the full name, will they use the apostrophe? I don't know how, like, regular that is, where the apostrophe gets used between the eyes.
To be up at midnight.
For kickoff. Just for kickoff.
I would have to be abducted at this point
to be up
at midnight. I had a Saturday.
On a Saturday night, you're not going to be up at midnight?
I had a Saturday, a great Saturday, a couple of weeks ago. Jeremy and my son and I, we went and played at the Links at Ivy Ridge at, like, I don't know, our tee time was like late in the morning, like 11:30 or something. So, you know, golf, it's 3-4 o'clock. There's a brewery out here, so I have a couple beers, something to eat. Oh, there's a parking spot near the bar I go to near home. Oh, we'll stop there. End up hanging out with somebody, one of the bartenders there, my buddy Steve, and he came over to the house to listen to records. And I'm having the best time. I'm not like sloppy or anything. I've had a nice day, really fun. It's like 11:30. I'm like, dude, you got to go home now. I can't. I just can't keep going. I'm all wrapped up over here. It's over. And that, like, if I'm not making it to midnight on that night, Forget it. I'm just never going to happen.
Again, that's just for kickoff here. I mean, you're going to turn a game on at midnight. You want to watch it.
Right.
Hawaii versus Nevada. You got to love college football. Midnight tomorrow, Hawaii favored. Favored. Mm. Are they still the Fighting Rainbows?
I don't know different.
-1.5.
Well, those were the days, just picking against Hawaii.
Yeah, you've become much more sophisticated since then.
Yeah.
The Sabres, before we get to picks, Sabres home tomorrow to the Red Wings. Coming off a nice performance that seems like a long time ago, but Tuesday against Dallas. 1 o'clock, hockey Halloween tomorrow, black and red jerseys.
It's a big one. This is a division team that's ahead of you in the standings.
The division is pretty much all tied.
That's right.
Almost. Like everybody, the Sabres have kind of survived a not-so-great start, and they're certainly not dead. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. There's a player named Kyler Yamamoto.
On waivers.
On waivers from Utah. Well, there's three names I enjoy. Kyler, Yamamoto, and Utah. Sorry, okay. That's a Fletch line. But the charts say that he's a good pickup. In the kind of role maybe the Sabres could use.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll do it. Nobody seems to ever claim these guys, but.
No.
Also, Chad Ruedel cleared waivers today from the Rangers.
Saw that.
He's been hanging around a while.
Yes, he has. He's had a career. This is random. Nobody needs to know it.
Saber Rando? Say it.
Yeah, well, I remember exactly where I was when I found out they had signed him.
Hmm.
For some reason, my phone was working. We were waiting for the house that we had rented in the Bahamas to become available. We were just sort of hanging around on some beach, and I got a beep, and like Darcy Regier had just addressed the media and announced that they had signed Chad Ruedel.
You got a beep for that?
I got a notification.
It might have been from us. In those days, were sending...
That's exactly what it was.
Those kind of like alerts.
That's exactly what it was. Yes.
From the station.
I think that tracks. I think that's 2013, if I have the year right. I'll stop.
Okay. Well, why wait any longer? The anticipation, it's breathless. Let's go. Picks.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Well, we both had the Vikings. That didn't work out.
Nope.
Do you think it should have been the Vikings? Was it the right pick?
Clearly not.
No. We didn't know from Puka.
Right.
Kupp got in the end zone. Kyren Williams always gets in the end zone. He has this streak going. I'm not sure if it includes receiving touchdowns, but maybe it doesn't. He had, was it 9 games in a row where he scored a touchdown? And if it does include receiving, now it's 10. I'm not sure if it's a franchise record, but I couldn't believe this. And I looked it up and checked it, and I loved it. And I just was, you know, these are the happiest moments. Like, oh, my God, that really happened. I can't believe it. It checks out. Greg Bell had a streak of 12 games in a row with a rushing touchdown for the Rams. Like the last time it happened or the franchise record, one of the two. And I went further with that. I don't have it in front of me. This was the other day. But it was like 21 touchdowns over 19 games for the Rams. Wow. Do you remember that at all?
No.
So 88, the year.
I know he went to the Rams, but I don't remember him play. I don't remember him doing anything with the Rams.
So he replaces Eric Dickerson.
Right.
It's a 3-way trade. It's, you know, unforgettable. I mean, if you were around here then. Dickerson to the Colts, Cornelius Bennett, who was in a holdout, to the Bills, Bell to the Rams. They're probably draft picks, too. So Bell becomes Eric Dickerson's, I mean, like one of the best ever, replacement. And in 1988, he had a killer season.
I had no idea.
Them. Into 89, there's a famous Rams-Bills game in 89, Monday Night Football.
I remember that game. Yep.
And he might have fumbled, too. Like, the Bills shut him down that night. He did not have a good game, didn't score. I believe, in that game. But when I saw that Kyren Williams has this great streak of touchdowns and Greg Bell is the record holder, like, really? I just don't.
That's crazy. I don't recall. If you'd asked me, did he ever do anything of note with the Rams at all, I might have said no. I don't remember him at all with
right.
the Rams.
Yeah, same.
I mean, you know, we didn't follow the league the same way that we do now, sure, but still. Like, I had no idea he was anything with the Rams. That game, that 89 game is Reich in for Kelly, and is it the Rams score late? Like, Flipper Anderson scores late, and then Reich hits Reed to, like, go on top of it to win the game.
The Bills scored right before that.
Oh, okay.
And then Flipper Anderson, okay. like, sort of a lucky tip play or something.
Yeah.
And the Bills have to drive again, and they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, that's
Greg Bell.
That's the first, like, Reich moment, I think. Right? Like, where you feel like, oh, hey, maybe their backup is all right.
Yes. They played 3 home games in a row, beat the Dolphins, beat the Jets, I want to say, right after the Kelly injury, including that Ram game. Greg Bell.
And the Dolphin game was for the division, I think.
No, 89.
Oh,
like earlier.
89, wrong year.
Earlier.
So you're right.
Greg Bell led the NFL in touchdowns rushing back-to-back years.
Wow.
88 and 89. I had no idea.
Nope.
I was playing fantasy then as a high school student.
Of course you were.
We were. Neil Anderson. It's how I remember Neil Anderson, because he was like the best guy to have in maybe 88 season in fantasy. All right, well, you've waited long enough. You've put up with the nonsense.
I just love that you say Neil Anderson, and you know what pops into my head? Not him, not his running style. The image of him on Tecmo Super Bowl is what comes into my mind. Yes. Like, I just see, like, him scoring a touchdown and spiking the ball. And touchdown. And it's
right.
Him in the...
I'm glad you didn't say the moon landing. All right, here we go. So, 2 weeks ago, I had the big revelation. I know what to do. Pick the good teams and see what happens. Give the points. Be brave. And I proceed to never do that. So now I've learned my lesson. 1-4 each of the last 2 weeks. I'm down to a 2.5 game lead. I know. Just pick the good teams. Why? I thought of it, and I still didn't do it, and I've been losing the last 2 weeks since. No, I'm just making all this up. I'm not going to do it. Giants.
Well,
New York Giants.
They're on the road. That's good.
I have to pick the underdog. I love the underdogs. The Giants +6 at Pittsburgh. Buster personified. The miserable Giants. They lose a game in a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Blowout at home to Philadelphia and Saquon Barkley without the Eagles ever having to, like, throw a pass. Just terrible. The Steelers. Oh, all hail the Steelers. How do they do it? Mike Tomlin, Russell Wilson, Give me the Giants. Plus six. That line is as, that number is as big as it could be with the narratives on these two teams. I'll take New York. Very risky to ever take a New York team, a quote New York team, in prime time, because they both lose constantly. They get the maximum number of games and lose them all. Giants plus six. I'm not daunted. I'm not smart, but I'm not daunted. Actually, though, I am going to mix in some quote good teams. Detroit minus 11.5 against Tennessee. Call me a sucker. Let's see the Tennessee Titans with Mason Rudolph again, no Hopkins, go to Ford Field and hang. The Lions can run it at will. Goff doesn't throw incomplete passes anymore. All his games are indoors, which is nice. I mean, I just cannot get there with Tennessee. We had a nice chat earlier with Sam Peniatovich, and his point on week eight was, got to figure out how you're going to get to one of these underdogs. One of them's going to do it. I'm saying it's not going to be the Titans. I like the Chargers minus seven at home. I'm going to go back-to-back weeks betting against the Saints. Was it last week? With all their problems. It was, yeah, the Denver win at New Orleans on Thursday night last week. That was a kind of an easy one. Chargers minus seven at home against New Orleans. Chargers still getting that respect in the betting markets for a team that's likely to make the playoffs. Okay, got to beat some people. I didn't like it at first, but I'm going to go with San Francisco Sunday night at home against Dallas. They've kind of owned that rivalry lately. Mason is healthy. Debo should be healthy. And even with Ayuk, who wasn't doing much anyway, and Jennings, who's out too, I want to trust that offense and that team. And I could just, I'm a little bit worried about this already. Just see a game, because I like Prescott so much, and just see a game where sort of Dallas figures it out. But they get run on so easily, and it just looks like the whole primetime Dallas schedule is we're just watching them kind of argue on the bench, and they're losing by 30. So, off a bye, maybe this is a little bit of a sucker bet, too, but I'll take the Niners minus four.
Still no Parsons for them.
Right? Yep. And college, is BYU being slept on?
No. They're being appropriately disrespected. Is how I would say it.
Appropriately disrespected. They are favored by, nope, they're a 2.5-point underdog at Central Florida. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not picking that game. I will take Cincinnati plus 6.5 at Colorado. That's kind of a fun, I think, sort of a brave one. It's only 6.5. You know, doesn't every Colorado game just come down to like this last play of triple overtime? So
it kind of feels that way. Yeah.
I'll be prepared for triple overtime. And the Buffs have kicked a field goal to go up three, and then Cincinnati is driving and they fumble at the goal line, and then Colorado runs it back for the touchdown to get the cover. I'm taking the Bearcats.
Boy, this is sound strategy. I hope you people out there are paying attention.
All right. All their games are like nail biters. They're thrillers. Yep. They're sort of the masters of the incredible, you can't believe what just happened game.
Unless they actually play somebody really good and then they get curb stomped.
Well, we'll see. If that's Cincinnati, then right, I'll win on that front.
All right. Well, 2.5 game lead. I'll give you college first. I already mentioned it. I'm taking Boise State tonight against, Sam steered us wrong with this horse pick earlier today. So he said he liked UNLV. I don't know. Jerry Tarkanian is not walking through that door. He's dead. I'm sorry. Boise State minus 3.5. It's literally the only thing I know about UNLV.
Randall Cunningham.
Right. Kenny Mayne. Right. Yeah. Anyway, all right, Boise State. I don't expect it to bother them that they're not playing on a blue field.
Yeah. Let's hope.
I'm going to run with you on...
It's 4.5.
Where?
Right here.
I always got to defer to you.
Look it up. I think it's just changed. Is all.
I looked right before the segment started, but it's possible that I checked my NFL ones and I didn't check my college ones, so I should shut up.
Do what you want. Do what you think is right. I've got 4.5.
No, it is 4.5. All right, fine. Let me. I just got. Give me a second here. We're gonna change that to a 4. Oh, that was easy. All right. I'm gonna take the Lions too. I just cannot. I think they are going to annihilate Tennessee. So I don't know how big that number could get to deter me, but 11.5 is not enough. So I will take Detroit, so we'll have that one the same. The others are all going to be different. I'll take Miami minus the 4.5 hosting the Cardinals. I mean, I'm going to expect Tua and Tyreek Hill and Waddle to do their thing, and I think the Cardinals can be had in that way, so I trust that.
Did you see that Tyreek is hurt now?
No, I did not see that.
Went to questionable today. I don't know what foot injury. I don't know what that is, but I saw it.
Too late. Not going to change the pick. Bengals minus 2. Not that you were trying to get me to change the pick. You were just merely offering me the information I understand and our audience. Bengals minus 2.5 hosting the Eagles. The Higgins thing scares me a little bit there, but I don't trust the Eagles at all at this point. And I think the Bengals are still one of the best, top 5 team in the conference in the AFC. So I'll trust that they will handle the Eagles.
That is a super interesting game.
Yeah, I'm excited to spend some time with it. I looked earlier in the week and now I don't know what we're doing.
Oh, I'll get that for you.
Okay. I think we're getting Browns-Ravens. I think I already saw that. But that's one of the other games I'm taking. I'm taking Browns, the Browns plus the 8.5. That's my get with an underdog that can cover the big number. I'm not expecting them to win the game outright.
Ugh.
But I trust? I trust Jameis Winston.
If this is right, the 506sports.com app, we're getting Jets-Patriots. Not Baltimore, Cleveland, or Philadelphia, Cincinnati. Mm. Time to hit a bar.
That's tough, yeah. Anyway, Browns plus 8.5. The Ravens are due for like a bump. At some point, they look like an absolute unstoppable force of nature at this point. Bludgeoning you, skill, it's all there. It's the NFL. Cleveland's got a new quarterback that can make some plays maybe down the field. I'll just take the Browns with the 8.5.
Chiefs Raiders on CBS opposite Bills, right? Seahawks on Fox. Fox is their number one guys. This is incredible to me that they're actually their number one guys in such a world, but that's the Kevin Burkhart, Tom Brady game is Bills and Seattle's.
Right.
Bills and Seattle. Just, you know, let me know if you hear one interesting thing said by anyone. Raiders hosting the Chiefs is Kevin Harlan, Trent Green. Nance and Romo have Bears Commanders. Late CBS, we're not getting that. And Jets Patriots. Oh, what did we do? What did we say? I get home every night. Margo's in the crate. If she is, sometimes she's out. Sometimes she's in the crate. I'll be like, Margo, what did you say?
That led to us getting Jets Patriots.
Well, no, just why is she in the crate?
Oh, I see.
What did you say? Sorry. And I try to make up funny things like, did you say something good about Texas Tech?
Didn't really help there. I was not helping. Didn't serve up.
I don't really get any reaction from her.
Yeah.
With my quips, but I just want to hear it from somewhere else in the house, you know. What did you say? Did you say something good about pickleball? Is that why you're in the crate? You know better than to do that in this house.
Your family, is this your wife has a pickleball problem?
Oh my gosh, yes.
I love her all the more.
Oh, no, it is not it is not to be mentioned in my house.
She's the best.
And there are tons of injuries. Like sort of the base thing is like, oh, this is better. I don't have to run. But there's no resistance in the shot making, like with the paddle. So people are like always getting injuring their elbows. And yeah, no, we are 100% not a pickleball house. No, never will be.
I would have hoped that because of her tennis background, but
I hope she doesn't mind me saying this.
I'd love it.
It's not a political stance. It's just the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, she plays tennis 3 days a week. So yeah, no pickleball. Margo, what did you say? Did you bench Puka last night? Did you really do that? You shouldn't have done that, Margo. You should have started Puka. It's the Rams. Tyler Dunn joined us earlier to talk about the Bills Seahawks game, the season so far. He's been hanging around with Washington. They're interesting, and we always get Tyler going on Aaron Rodgers. That'll be next. Football Friday here on WGR, which is a very cool thing. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. It's time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.